You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, let's try to take care of a problem.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This one came in from Derek, and he says, boys, here's the ridiculous argument in our house right now. So he already caught our attention just with that line.
Ooh, what's going on, Derek?
He says, we need to get a new dishwasher. And my wife says it has to, and he put that in all caps, has to exactly match the look of the other appliances. So it has to look like the oven and the refrigerator and anything else in there. Derek writes, to me, this is stupid, but she refuses to budge. We need a ruling from the boys. That's Derek. Short and sweet.
So
if I'm understanding this correctly, Jeremy, the dishwasher, the oven, the refrigerator, they all
microwave.
Need to look a microwave. They all need to look identical.
Yeah, 100%, absolutely. Oh. Yes, all day long. What is he wanting? Like a different, what appliance was it? The dishwasher?
He's getting a new dishwasher.
Dishwasher. So what? Everything else is stainless, and he's like, throw a black dishwasher in there. No big deal.
I don't think I would have a problem with this.
Maybe a little contrast might look nice. I don't know. No. What are you saying, Jer? No, they all have to match. 100% yes. Why do you think, if you go to these big home improvement stores, they try to sell you everything in a package deal? It's cheaper if you buy them all at once.
You said yourself they're trying to sell you.
Well, yes, but you want everything to match when you walk into the kitchen.
Yeah, but
Absolutely.
You don't need a new dishwasher necessarily. So if you're buying a new refrigerator, you're going to spend more money to save money?
Sometimes, yes, that is the answer. If you're looking at a fridge that's sitting over there that's 8 years old, you're like, why don't we just do a couple of these at the same time? Just went through this, actually, probably 3 or 4 days ago, because step out of the kitchen and make your way to my laundry room. This is how picky I am. Our dryer was acting up. It was making all sorts of crazy noises and rattling across the room. And I wanted to go get a new dryer. But then I told Nicole, I was like, if we go get a new dryer, we also at the same time have to get the washer. Because when I walk in the laundry room, I want them to both be the same, the same color. They have to look the same. I'm not going to have one that's sitting there that's they're like a black color, and then maybe we find one that's like that new brown color. So I'm not going to have a black and brown one sitting there.
That's a black and tan. It's one of my favorite
drinks. I would hate, my OCD would kick in. It would drive me nuts. And she was frustrated with me. She's like, we're not going to go spend $2,000 on an appliance that we need for $800. I was like, well, they've got to match. So... I ended up just breaking down the dryer and fixing it myself. I was like, fine.
You were that frustrated.
I was that frustrated. I just went in and fixed it myself.
See, I can almost understand the kitchen because you do have guests come into your kitchen.
Sure.
But it's not like you have a party in the laundry room. Who really cares what they look like?
You never know where parties are going to end.
Hey, everyone, the party's moved to the laundry
room.
Come on,
let's wash some pants.
Put a bounce sheet in your pants.
I think it is a bit of my OCD, but I like things to look the same. Now, I'm going to even take it a step further. In the kitchen, I cannot have a Samsung fridge with a GE stove and a KitchenAid washer. They've all got to be in the same brand camp as well. Everything's got to be Samsung or whatever.
No.
In the kitchen. Yeah. Because, Dom, listen to me. Different companies have different shades, too.
Oh, please.
Of their, stainless steel.
If you're getting black appliances, let's say, for your...
No,
it doesn't matter if one's Frigidaire and one's
It does,
Whirlpool
though.
And...
It does, because then you've got the logos on the front, too, and it throws me off. If I look, Samsung, KitchenAid, GE, I can't do it. It's a sickness, man.
I think you need to see someone
sickness.
About this. This is, if you are bothered that your appliances are not of the same manufacturer, you need to go sit down and talk to someone.
I don't know, it's just the way I am. I blame my mom. My mom was like this growing up. Everything in the kitchen had to match. Everything had to be the
Well, break away
brand.
From your mom. Let her do that, and you do your
it's
own.
It's ingrained
dance
in me now.
To your own tune,
I
Jeremy.
Can't. It's ingrained in me now.
What would happen if you just tried it?
I might not show up for work for weeks.
You would get used to it, and you would gradually...
No.
Why am I? What am I doing? Hold on. Let me turn and talk to this wall.
It would bug me.
What you need to do.
Yeah, same impact.
It would be the only thing I ever notice when I walk in my kitchen. Nicole could be standing in that kitchen in some beautiful lingerie, and I'd be like, GE stove. Stupid stuff.
We might be getting some calls on this, it looks like. Do we want to just take a chance with line one?
We can. You want to do that?
Josh grabbed it. But yeah, 303-691-1MIX is our number. I get the feeling your people are going to come out of the woodwork on
I hope so.
303-691-1649. Are you also that person where not only do all the colors have to match with a washer and a dryer, but so like, can you imagine if you had like an LG clothes washer that was stainless and right next to it you had a black Maytag dryer?
I would move.
So it was both different colors and different brands.
So even if I walk down the hall, if my kitchen is full of GE appliances, my washer and dryer also have to be GE, same color.
Yeah, that's how bad it is. A sickness.
Yeah, you're right.
To the phones we go. Let's have a quick chat with Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Good morning. Welcome. Are you just like Jeremy?
I am.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank you.
And it's not just the brand that they all need to be the brand. You have to realize that the handles on all of the appliances, they are brand centric as well.
Thank you.
And it differs. Like when you start breaking it down from like GE has a monogram line. They have a cafe line. All the handles look different. So I can't even imagine walking into a kitchen with like half stainless and half white.
I'd seize up. I'd collapse onto the ground. I'd buckle under my own weight.
What I'm saying is I can get the colors. I understand that somewhat, but it's the brand and the handles that's getting
to me, Courtney.
Things
have to be consistent.
Stop. You're gonna notice this now. When you walk into homes, you're gonna be looking at handles and say, They didn't match.
I got news for you, Courtney. I don't want to let you down too hard, but that's not going to happen.
I think you're the weird. Dom's the weird one, isn't he, Courtney?
Yeah, he is.
You are delightful. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
See you later.
Thanks for being on the show. We're going to have to do some of these out of the break, but going in, let's talk to Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you guys doing this morning?
Are you?
I'm a little
sick
wound
in the head?
Up.
Are you sick in the head, also, Cindy?
I think I might be because I totally agree. You have to have the same brand and you have to have the matching colors. And if you go outside the brand, sometimes the colors are a little off.
And are you with me on the stainless? Like if you go into a Home Depot or a Lowe's and you're looking at all the fridges, the stainless steels don't even quite match up.
Exactly.
Each one has their
own style, brushed finish, swirl finish,
whatever. Mm-hmm. You know who else I blame for this, Cindy? It's not only my mom, but all the HGTV shows that I watch. All those renovation shows where they go in, you know, and they replace everything and it all matches. And I'm like, oh, that's the way it has to be. It's on HGTV.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cindy, I hope you have a terrific day. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank
we appreciate you.
Bye, Cindy.
Appreciate you very much. Here comes Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Here's what I think needs to go on, because I have a feeling that you're going to agree. So I think every caller, when they call in, needs to start like this. Hello, my name is Todd, and I think all appliances need to match. It needs to sound like an AA meeting.
Go for it, Todd. Say it.
Absolutely. My name is Todd, and I believe that all the appliances should match.
That's right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for having my back. What do you got in your kitchen?
All matching stainless.
Attaboy. Good. Good for
Todd,
you.
Todd, have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. Lori, you know how to sign in now. Let's hear you.
This is Lori. I agree. All appliances should match color and brand.
Thank you, Lori. Very good.
But yes. I just did this last year, right after, you know, Black Friday. I needed a new refrigerator desperately. My dishwasher was only 5 years old. My stove and microwave were about 12 years old. I just replaced the whole.
Done. Nice, clean, brand new, all same brand.
What did that cost you?
What did that cost you, Lori?
Well, it was, I want to say, just over $3,000.
Oh, that's not bad, actually, for everything.
Well, listen, thank you.
I didn't go top of the line.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
We got to run, but listen, you have a great day. Thank you very much for calling. Sorry to cut you off, but we've got to try to squeeze in one more before the break. I hope we can. And it's Tyler. Tyler, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning. How's it going?
What's your spin on this?
Well, my spin is I'm more of an IT kind of computer type of guy, and what I like to see is whenever I open up a computer or something, I like to see all parts from the pretty much from the same manufacturer in there, you know?
Oh, interchangeable. So, like, if your handle falls off your fridge, you can run over to the stove, take that one off, and put it back onto your fridge.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like, all the same brand is nice, because then you get it interchangeable, yeah.
I like that.
So now even the guts of a computer have to match. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because, I mean, it looks nicer when it's all the same.
It does. It's
Tyler,
consistent.
Have a great day. Thank
you,
for being on the show. Jeremy, you have lots of your people
out there.
It's my
people out there.
I'll be over here with my mismatched appliances.
What a life.